Addie's kicking me.
As she should. She's showing you a true Pokemon battle. Use high jump kick. Hi-ya! I love me some Pokemon, everybody. Let us
see. The Pokemon in this movie are pretty cool.
Yeah. It's a live-action Pokemon movie was the way they did this. Minus I would like more Pokemon battles, but that's probably a little bit harder to do and be a narrative storyline.
If they wanted to do... Yeah, like the only way that it would have to be like the tournament structure. It would have to be the plucky upstart kid with the determination and the Pikachu and the
the plucky upstart little Pokemon trainer of doom.
Yeah, and like it would have to be like the. Like, let's condense the first season of...
Pokemon into an hour and a half.
Right, the cartoon show into an hour and a half, right.
Was anyone else impressed that this movie was PG?
This movie was rated PG.
I believe so.
Well, it is. It's rated PG. Yeah, no, that seems... It seems kind of okay.
I know, but I was hearing things out of Pikachu's mouth that I was like, hey, Pikachu. There are kids here.
So, we watch a lot of Cars at my house right now.
What? You have a little boy? Get out of town.
And so we...
And you got Larry the Cable Guy.
Terrible as Mater, honestly.
Until 2.
Yeah, 2... Watchable, but it's definitely not good. It's definitely a misstep, I feel, as far as... and we started 3 for the first time ever.
I like 3.
Last night.
3's probably my favorite Cars movie. Two-thirds
of it. Thoreau's like, wait a second, this is another one of those movies about old men being old men and having to come to grips with being old men.
Yeah.
Like, yes, this is a kid's movie written by middle-aged men about middle-aged men.
Yes, it is.
Weird. Very, it's not weird. It's like, they did it with Toy Story 4, they're doing it with this.
What? Get out of town. Everyone that's been writing those movies has turned old.
Kaboom.
Minus Duke Kaboom is amazing in Toy Story 4. Yeah. Point at him. But
yeah, so, Cars, the first one, is rated G. Mm-hmm. And there is surprising, the phrase "hillbilly hell" is uttered. I'm like, hell is okay in a G-rated movie? Really? What?
Learned something new today.
I think that proves
it's in the pudding.
Is
the rating system doesn't matter?
The rating system is entirely subjective.
It's baloney.
It's entirely subjective. There are no hard and fast rules.
No, there are not. Because I was watching a PG-13 movie today, and they say fuck like 4 times. I was like, where is it okay that we were allowed to say this like 4 times in this PG-13 movie?
I don't know.
Probably because most 13-year-olds know the word by now, for sure.
I know, but I'm just saying, as far as like the rules go, it traditionally was you could say that once. So pretty much it's like... So pretty much the rating, I think, now is just nudity and blood. Is pretty much like
in 5 years there will be boobs in PG-13 movies.
There are boobs in PG-13 movies. Some of them.
It just has to be.
It has to be artsy.
Yeah, it can't be. It can't be in a sexual
it can't be titillating. The next she didn't like sexual titties. How dare you? She's a lady. There's a lady present. That's what she says.
I forgot my manners.
I was like, so in the next couple of years, we're going to be seeing the Avengers movie where the Hulk and Black Widow actually fuck.
Maybe.
Hulk smash that.
I can only dream. Anyways.
That would not end well for poor Black Widow.
No, it wouldn't. Hulk smash that thing.
It would you?
Can Smart Hulk have sex? Because he's in control.
Like Banner Hulk?
Yeah, like Banner Hulk.
Like Professor Hulk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Because he's in control, but he's still Hulk.
Mark?
I mean...
Mom's probably home.
There, like, that's the whole... That's the whole, like... like... Wouldn't theoretically, like, super strong ejaculation just, like, explode the woman from the inside out?
I would like to,
like... That's one of those things, like, yeah, Superman, like, and Lois Lane, if they ever got jiggy with it, wouldn't there be, wouldn't he just shoot straight out her, the back of her pelvis, like, like, the only person he could safely have sex with is another Kryptonian or someone or else Wonder with Woman. Super strength, you know, someone with a
Wonder Woman
with a sufficiently robust
not fragile human body
right, exactly.
Uh-oh, Hulk only have legs. How explain to other Avengers? There's just a puddle of goo on the side of the wall. I know. It's Mama!
Hi,
pass the baby!
Here, let me
I'll be
back. Quick. Okay. The movie, for the record, is Detective Pikachu.
Pika Pika!
We didn't really discuss it, but... Or we didn't announce that.
We didn't. We just went...
Sort of launched into talking about Pokemon.
And other... degenerate things.
Yeah. But... I don't know. I got nothing. It's much quieter now that Elijah and Addie are gone. It's much quieter. There's a fan on over there. Or something's on.
There's a slight fan. I'm not worried about it.
All right.
Do the Imdb.
Okay. In a world where people collect Pokemon to do battle, a boy comes across an intelligent, talking Pikachu who seeks to be a detective. That seems...
Not fully correct.
You're not fully correct.
You didn't bring us snacks.
Nope.
Ryan Reynolds voices Detective Pikachu. Justice Smith plays Tim Goodman. Catherine Newton plays Lucy Stevens. Bill Nighy plays Howard Clifford. Ken Watanabe plays Lieutenant Hide Yoshida. Chris Gear plays Roger Clifford.
Roger?
That's pretty much it.
It's not a robust cast.
Well, it's very folk. Like there's lots of
Pokemon.
Like,
there's Bulbasaur in
but
it.
But who plays Pikachu?
I told you, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
He was
part.
Top billed.
He was.
Clear out your ears.
Why are you yelling?
Pikachu.
Cuz it's the first thing I said.
Stop yelling. I can yell too.
Good for you. Do it.
Pokemon. Gotta catch them all.
Shut the fuck.
Go catch your own ass. I was very, like, my two problems is the Detective Pikachu is, I understand it's the only way to make the narrative structure. Back to the beginning of that story, that statement.
It's not the only way, but...
But it's the easiest way to make a story out of nothing, pretty much.
It's...
Like, of a simple catch Pokemon, raise Pokemon, fight Pokemon game.
It's a better way to explore this world than to have it be the sports story. The plucky upstart kid who wants to battle, be a successful Pokemon trainer who shows up with a wimpy little Pikachu and a lot of grit and determination and... becomes a Pokemon champion, you know, whatever.
I wanted more Pokeballs because that one scene that you get did. With I did. Mm-hmm. I'm right on up there. Blah, blah, blah. The Cubone scene is a really good showing of trying to catch a Pokemon with this mm-hmm. new art. I like it. Mm-hmm. I wanted more of some of that. Like, give me some more, like, when the Greninjas come, like, just, like, a robot, like, arm throws a Pokeball, and then, like, out comes the Greninjas, as opposed to, like, they're in test tubes or something like that. Oh,
yeah, okay.
Like, give me some more Pokeball stuff. Like, show me that these scientists or, like, the bad guy's lab just doesn't treat them like actual creatures, but, like, as, like, weapons, like, they, like, apparently they do, or, like, experiments. Also, my other problem with this movie is the Torterra, giant Torterra scene is an ecological disaster.
Yeah, that
I was like, and the world has split in half because all these Torterras have stood up. And earthquakes abound. Rhyme City's in ruins. Because it's not that far. They didn't drive 8 hours out of the way. So Rhyme City's like, huh, the mountains are moving.
Oh, they sat back down. Everything's good.
There are humans walking on them.
Well, they wouldn't have seen the humans walking on them.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, oh my god. They're that big. It's just like, I was like, at that point when they were that large, the evil organization just should have been like, and...
euthanize
and goodbye. I see this works sort of. They're really big. I was like, yeah, they're really big Torterras. Like so big that it's
how
impossible.
Big are they? So big.
How big is it? It's so big. Liam Neeson's cock couldn't knock them out of the knock the earthquakes. Damn it. It's gone now.
Yep, that was a...
Give
that
up,
was a,
surrender.
That
I
was
slipped,
a deflating balloon.
I slipped my tongue, and it went away.
It was a deflating balloon.
I was like,
landed with
no! It had a humdinger of an head, and it just went...
Did it?
It did, in my head. And then it just didn't come out of my mouth. It just was like... But... I love the designs. Even though some people say they don't like the CG in this movie, I think it's pretty good.
The CG in this movie is quite good. Mm-hmm. You can take umbrage at the art design. I don't... Like, that's going to come down to personal taste. Mm-hmm. Like, are you okay with...
Cyanide?
The sort of creepy I thought it felt creepy Lickitung.
Oh, that was funny. Lickitung was real weird with the tongue.
Yeah, it's like it's just it's like this pink fleshy, like it's not fuzzy.
Or Ditto was weird looking too, like when it like had when they, the things that when it turned like with the little beady eyes when he transformed into people or anything. Uh-huh. With the beady eyes I was like, whoa, those are weird.
Well, that was like always how like a Ditto transformation.
Yeah, I understood that. I got that, but it was but when you see it in real life, it's weird. When you're trying to be as realistic as possible, when you take a Machamp and you look at its eyes and it's all beady as opposed to like its big old eyes that it usually has, you're like, whoa. Or like Catherine Newton, you're like, I don't want to hit the woman I am mildly attracted to. You think I won't hit her? And then he doesn't.
No, she hits him.
Yep. I did like how the...
He really was pretty useless through the whole movie.
Who?
The main character.
Oh, yeah. If the main... The only thing the main character really did at the end was rip off Bill Nighy's thing.
Yes.
So then Mewtwo came back to life. Because most of it he stumbled into... I thought Catherine Newton was more essential to the process than he was. Like, the only... Like, going to the Pokemon Arena, the dark Pokemon Arena... And
the underground Pokemon ring.
Yeah, and fighting all that. I was like, okay, this has led me nowhere. I was like, whoa, we're back. We're back at the beginning where you know nothing.
The good. Doctor. The doctor. The doctor gave it to him.
Mama called the doctor, and the doctor said,
"There's Gyarados there."
All they need is a little push.
Yeah.
So went better in my head.
I don't float.
I have some bad news to tell you. I don't float. I love the Charizard's face, like, as he comes down off the gas. I like when Pikachu's riding the Pidgeot, and the Pidgeot flies through. He's like, don't breathe the gas!
You breathe the gas.
And I didn't like how Pikachu didn't understand his powers until the end of the movie. I was like, I don't get it. Okay.
So his memory came back.
Yeah, but his memory didn't come back completely.
Yeah, but it was starting to come back.
Yeah, but I wanted, like, more, I guess. I guess I wanted more...
It's a PG movie!
I wanted more Pikachu fighting other invisible imaginary creatures.
It wasn't that type of movie.
I get it. But you could still detectivize and be like, oh, Thundershock a Greninja and call it a day.
Yeah, well...
Psyduck got to do more than Pikachu.
There's an element of if... And I think that would have been a way to give it more of what you wanted, yeah, would be to make him more competent in a fight. You're like, you wouldn't have to make him the most powerful Pikachu ever.
No.
Don't necessarily have to give him a whole boatload of plot armor or anything.
Just give him something like he could his powers could evolve. Like he starts out with like Spark, and then you move up to Thundershock, and then Thunderbolt. And then he's like at the end, he's got Volt Tackle.
Right.
I was like, Pikachu, I know Volt Tackle is your best move, but don't you remember you also have to take time out after you use it? When he knocked Mewtwo down, he's just like, ugh, I'm tired. I was like, well, that was a poor choice. Thunder, knock him into that. But, Mewtwo as a bad guy I was like, okay, this is kind of a cop, not a bad guy, but like the MacGuffin, I guess is the way to put it. Because yeah, he's the item that they're searching for is Mewtwo.
The father is the MacGuffin. The father's the MacGuffin. The
Mewtwo's the false MacGuffin.
The double MacGuffin, MacGuffer.
The McDouble.
The McDouble. He's a McDouble. With cheese. Brought to you by McDonald's.
You started it by not doing the right jingle.
Sorry. I'm sorry I've let everybody
down.
We're
also not sponsored by McDonald's, nor will we ever be.
Oh, that's not dreaming big, Tyler. Pico. Pokemon. But.
Can we talk about Lewis?
Sure, go right on ahead. Go right on ahead. You can tell the tale of seeing the movie in theaters.
So when we first saw this movie, we saw it in theaters. It was great. It was magical. It was wonderful.
We were like the only 10 people in there.
We had Pokemon cards. We were probably the oldest people in the movie theater.
No, there was an older one.
But
we're probably the oldest people with children.
Showed up. There were no children then, I think, except for Liz and Lewis, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Liz and Lewis showed up late, and Lewis had a really bad day. So we all had these Pokemon cards that they were handing out. And here comes Lewis, all in, sad face, eyes all droopy, sad, sits down, and we go, you know what, Lewis? You can have these Pokemon cards. It was like his inner 5-year-old lit up, and he was happy for the rest of the year.
He was happy for the rest of that movie.
He was so stoked. He was like, oh, man, thanks, guys.
Oh, man.
I don't even know what he did with those cards. He probably, like, lost
them. He lost them, probably.
But it was
like most things that Lewis has, he lost it.
It was great. It was it's like...
We'll dig him up out back and ask him.
It completely changed his day.
We'll dig him and Gizmo up out back and ask him about it.
I almost brought Gizmo to the last podcast.
That would have been great.
And then I forgot about him.
Oh, poor Gizmo. Well, we were on a
I was also sick.
Discord, so.
Well, that's why I was going to bring him, but I was also sick still.
Oh, you were going to hug him?
No, I was going to have him make noises randomly through the Discord.
Gizmo! So.
But that's the Lewis story.
It's a fine story, yeah.
Wanted to share because it was a great time.
Seeing it on the big screen was fun. I did admit that because I, like, as a kid who really liked Pokemon when he was little, who went to 2 Pokemon tournaments physically. He went to Pokemon card tournaments, a lot of them, and went to a bunch of the video game ones and takes pictures with Pikachu and the Pikachu car and went to all, like, the big events that they used to do at malls.
So you really liked Pokemon?
I did. I was obsessed, if you ask my parents. I used to ride my bike in Texas, like 2 miles down the road. In Texas, those roads are unpleasant, because I'm sure you've seen them.
I live in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but when you went to Texas,
the only way it gets worse is Michigan.
Texas isn't bad, but the road structure's not bad, but everywhere is 90. Like, everyone's going, it's like the Autobahn. So like, you're in the middle of, like, a residential area, and they're going, like, 70. So,
yeah.
So I'm on my bike, and the car's just zipping past me, and I'm like, whoo, and I'm, like, turning sideways, and I hit a tree, and that's how I got one of my scars that I had. When I was on my way to fight in the Misty card tournament.
The Misty card tournament.
Yeah, you could get the Cerulean City badge if you made it the whole way.
Oh.
I did not.
How many people did?
Like 4 or 5.
Okay.
I didn't stay the whole time, but because I lost, like, after, like, I think I made it. I beat one person, and then I moved to the next round, and then I think I lost.
You need better Pokemon.
Yeah, that's what they would tell you in the cards. So then I would buy more cards while I'm there too. So
it was all a giant corporate scheme.
It was. I bought a bunch of cards. I bought so many cards.
The true enemy of Pokemon, corporation.
That's why I'm now into card trading video games, because I can get all the cards minus the money.
Unless you play them on mobile, then you still have to pay money.
Yeah. I skip the ones where I have to pay money. I just buy the, like... Or I'll just go back and play my old games. That's why I have a whole bunch of old Yu-Gi-Oh! Games still. Still can play them.
Yep.
Still free stuff.
Yep.
But... Where was I going with that story?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. I remember now. I remember now. When I was in elementary school... During that time, I wrote a Pokemon TV show that was live action. That wasn't like this, but in my head, it, like, some of, like, the imageries were there, and I just thought that was neat to see them, like, somebody else realize that. And, like, when I was a kid, I would make some shit up sometimes, because you're a kid. And I made up, like, oh, they're going to make robot Pokemon, and they're just going to let them wander around the world. And then you can become a real Pokemon master. Yeah, made some shit up. Sounded cool in my head. And I would have done it.
I'm glad we became friends at a later age.
Yeah, I would have beat myself up. It's fine. There's no problem. I still would have had fun. I still was the same. I brought freaking Dragon Ball Z in there. What are you talking about? I still played Pokemon when I met you.
Yeah, but it was later in age when, like, you learned to accept people's differences. Early on in age, I bullied the shit out of you.
I did pretty all right in elementary school. Once I got to middle school, then you could have bullied me.
Well, yeah, elementary school is usually fine. That's because when the kids are, like, oblivious to differences and everyone's the same. And then you get to middle school where, like... The way people get brought up changes how a kid's mind is shaped, and they're like, that motherfucker's weird. Beat his ass!
An older kid stole my Charizard from school.
Oh.
My first edition Charizard. I was pretty pissed. He's like, here, you're going to take my Arcanine for it. I'm like, I don't want to, no. Here's my Arcanine. And I was like, it's a non-holographic Arcanine for my first edition Pikachu, and he was bigger, and I didn't want to get hit. So there went my Charizard. I got one back, though.
That's why you don't take that shit to school.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
I was going to say, I know exactly how that story ends. That's why you don't take it to school.
End up with another profane statement than that, but there you go. Add another adjective to that one, but there you go. Insert whatever adjective you feel like, Tyler. That's probably what he said.
I've met your dad.
Yeah. He was a little calmer then, because I was still a child. So it was a less intimidating word than when I was in high school. So, but I really enjoyed seeing Bulbasaur. Did anyone else have a fun Pokemon to see?
Onion Turtle was beautiful.
I loved Bulbasaur. Love him. I saw him again on my TV, and I went, I love you, Bulbasaur. Come to my house. We will be my friend. I choose you, Bulbasaur. I'll have a Pokeball and pick you any day of the week.
Ken, did you play Pokemon Go for a brief time?
I did.
Everybody did, man.
I played Pokemon
Go. Not everybody!
I got out of it about a week and a half before everybody else got out of it. And then, like, the next update, they, like, fixed a lot of the stuff that drove a lot of the folks that had left out, and I just never came back.
Yeah, I think you and me got off of around the same boat.
I did it for quite a while. Like, I used to go to the War College, and, like, that's what I'd do. I'd walk the trail and just do Pokemon for, like, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to go spend 2 hours and... How I make it through walking in circles for 2 hours? Oh, I'll play on my phone because that keeps my mind from going, this is boring as fuck, I'm walking in circles for 2 hours.
Yeah, I think we did that once. I think I reinstalled it just to do it once with you. Yep.
I named my Bulbasaur's Onion Turtle.
I never named my Pokemon.
Everyone had a name.
That drove me nuts.
Everyone had a name.
I named my
Drowsy
Pokemon
was named Bill Cosby.
It's the one you admit.
there was other ones.
Oh boy.
I just don't remember their names right now.
But
that was probably the most offensive one.
No, you had another one that was bad.
Is it still on my phone?
Oh no. But in the actual Pokemon game, and on Pokemon Go. I never named them. It would drive me nuts. Like, if you traded Pokemon with somebody and it had a different name, I'd be like, I want to delete this name. Put it back to the original name.
But you can't.
But you can't do that. I was so annoyed, and it would annoy me every time. Like, if you got, like, one of, like, I think a Farfetch'd from somebody, if you traded them something,
yeah.
It had a name, and I was like, I want it to say Farfetch'd. that shit drives me nuts. That's why I know everyone's like, let's trade on, like, those things, like, those secret trades that they have on, like, that, it sometimes drives me a little nuts, because they just have different names, or sometimes they're all in there, the Japanese characters, and I'm like, I don't know what this is, and it's driving me a little insane when I throw it out there, and it's like, oh, look, it's a Charizard, but I might say Charizard in Japanese, or any whatever, but here you go. And even on Pokemon Go, I didn't appreciate that. Oh no, we're now looking through your names.
In early Pokemon games, I think it was because I knew I was going to use a Pokemon, I would name it. If I wasn't going to use it, I didn't bother naming it.
Mm-hmm.
In the last two Pokemon games that I played for sure. In Legends Arceus and in Violet, I didn't bother naming my Pokemon ever. I don't know that I even named my starter.
No, I'm new. They'd be like, did everyone nickname it? Nope. No was always the answer. I'm like, default. Can I do a default to no? I was like, can I just... I'm like, I never want to name them. Just default.
Yeah, you can... I think you can do that.
Oh, you can? That's amazing. Is that a new life handle that could come up? Oh, did you find one?
No, but I found Gum Job Get Jimmy.
That was it. That was the one I thought was the bad one. There you go.
That was the bad one versus Bill Cosby?
Yeah, Bill Cosby was bad, but...
Bill Cosby day raped people.
Yeah, but what Pokemon was it was that one?
A drowsy?
No, Gum... I don't want to say it.
Gum Job Jimmy?
Yes.
He's the one
that... Oh, he's loudering.
Turned into...
Huh?
That Ditto turned into Ditto, in the movie.
Oh, Loudrin, yeah.
Yeah.
I know a ridiculously amount of name Pokemon names.
So it would seem.
Not a lot of them. Not like there was a ton of Pokemon in that movie I could not name for you. Like the little floaty mushroom things.
Yeah.
I couldn't name those. Sure they were. I couldn't name the vulture thing. That Ditto turns into when he flies into the.
That was the part you didn't watch.
Okay. And then there's a bull that's not Tauros. And I was like, that's a different bull. Those, I was like, these are all from games I probably didn't play. Because at some point I was like, no, Pokemon's for babies. And I stopped playing it. But even though I don't. Even though now as an adult, I'm like, I really don't care. I'll just play what I want.
I played Emerald, and then I stopped and didn't play a Pokemon game until Sun Moon. No, I played Platinum.
I played Platinum.
And then I stopped and played until Sun Moon. So like... Black, white, XY, X2, Y2. I missed all of those.
I missed all those too. And I didn't play Sapphire or Ruby either. I skipped that generation and went straight to the DS generation. I was like, okay, let's play Pearl. And I played Pearl and Platinum. And then I think I stopped for a long time.
I
didn't play Sun or Moon either.
I played Red. I played Crystal. I played Platinum. And then I skipped a bunch. The only reason I played Sun or Moon was because my niece was playing. But that never really panned out. And P has since... doesn't do Pokemon anymore. So, but I played Arceus because it was a format change. Like, oh... We're turning this into a Monster Hunter like.
It's fun.
Arceus is a buttload of fun. I would love to see. Yeah. Like I'm curious to see what they're going to do with Legend ZA.
Yeah, that would
whatever
be,
they're calling it.
Yeah.
Which
appears to be more of the XY.
Yes.
Black white generation.
Right, it's XY. Yeah. Reportedly back when that was contemporary, there was rumor that there was going to be a Z, XYZ, so this is sort of playing with that idea.
Yeah.
I'm
interested, I'll probably buy it.
I will wait, I want to see, it needs to run better than
Arceus?
Arceus was fine, Scarlet than Violet.
Yeah, this is the XYZ thing is an Arceus sequel.
Yeah, but is it going to play like Arceus?
It should.
We don't know.
They're calling it an Arceus sequel.
No, they're not calling it an Arceus sequel. It's just another Legends game.
Right.
That's the thing. Like yeah. We don't know.
Yeah.
We got a 2-minute teaser trailer or whatever.
That was really nothing.
That had no gameplay in it.
No.
So we don't know what's going
to be. Also, it's a game that comes out next year. So.
Right. and if it comes out on the Switch 2 that might be happening
this year,
early next year.
I heard at the end of this year.
I'm not buying early one. I barely used the one I got.
It got pushed.
Oh.
Or the rumors are it got pushed out of this year. Because it was never announced.
Yeah, it was just a rumor mill thing.
Yeah, the rampant speculation was it was going to get announced sometime here soon. and come out late this year.
Because the thing was, there was no Mario game this year, and there was no Pokemon game, so that was the rampant speculations for that stuff.
Right, and so now the speculation has just become, that's all getting pushed till, that'll all come out next year,
yeah,
early next year, when the Switch 2 actually does come out. But there again, that's all rumors and speculation. I don't know how much or any of that has been actually confirmed. I feel like some of it has been confirmed, but
I feel like people are saying there is a Switch 2.
There has to be a Switch 2.
Because some people have seen it. But like, as far as like the dates go, I think it's all like insider info, and maybe like Ted heard from Bill, who works in like the shipping department, or you never know. But you know what watching it this time made me do, Tyler?
No.
I went on Mercari and I purchased for $20.
Of course you did.
The new Detective Pikachu game for the Switch.
There's a new Detective Pikachu?
Detective Pikachu Returns was the game for there. So I was like, all right, $20, sure. And I have Mercari credit. Here you go.
Q1 2025.
Yeah.
The release of the Nintendo Switch 2. Q1 2025.
Maybe another Mario Day release. Bring it out same day as Mario game. Bring a Mario game out with
3-10.
That.
Yeah.
But
I really want, since I played Power World, I really want a Pokemon game with survival elements in it.
Maybe they might take that. Maybe they might take the,
or like finally like, quit playing the safe card and do like an MMO Pokemon. Ugh. Like,
that won't happen.
Nintendo doesn't like MMOs.
That's too much. The Pokemon company wouldn't. I shouldn't say they
scaredy
wouldn't.
Pants. Scaredy pants.
They would. They might do your first thing.
There's. I could see them doing something like funky mobile. That's a little bit MMO-y, but they're not going to make a mainline PC MMO Pokemon game. That's just not going to happen. And the only place MMOs get any traction is on PC.
Yeah, Nintendo wouldn't let that shit happen, probably.
I don't know. I think if there was money to be made, I think Nintendo could be talked into it, but the cost benefit there seems unnecessarily high or unnecessarily dodgy. Just like, there's a whole lot you have to make
dodgy.
You'd have to way pare back the available Pokemon to make an MMO work, and not just either have this, like, there's the three Pokemon that are worth getting, and all the rest of them are bunk. Or
bunk is a word that's not used enough, by the way.
You've not met Ken.
I know, I love the word bunk. That's why I keep Ken around. Ken comes up with words I love. My favorite thing currently is when I kick things and I use Ken swears, and deep in my heart, my body goes, I love using Ken swears.
Have you started using sparkle pudding yet?
Nope. I very well might, but if I kick my daughter's high chair again, that hurt like sin.
We completely reoriented the way that like our kitchen was structured when we got that high chair, because we like it, there was nothing like the flipping legs, the back legs stuck out,
yep,
6 inches further, yep, than they had any right to.
Yep. It's where my foot kicks it, and then I, yep, scream bloody murder, yep, and say, "Oh fiddlesticks! Oh sweet, sweet brownie, sweet brownie, Jesus!"
I'm personally son of a biscuit eater, Jiminy Cats.
I do say Jiminy Cats. When I almost fell over my fan, I said Jiminy Cats.
How did you almost fall over your fan?
I was walking, and the way the plug is, it stretches across the room to where the fan's right in front of my bed. So the cord's there, and I'm trying to go around past my dresser, and you just kind of misstep.
You're a walking disaster.
Yeah, I could have told you that.
I would have built a Godzilla city around you. Just watch it go down in flames.
Let's robot punch this so I can bring up another Godzilla topic.
Ooh.
Three. It's a lot of fun. I've watched this too many times now that I can think of. Because when I put it on again, I went, didn't I just watch this in my head? And then I was like, then I tried to count it and I was like, have I watched this that many times, I think?
And how many times was that?
I counted about four or five.
It almost killed you.
And all of them are at home.
There's a parallel universe.
Even the one you watched in the theaters?
Where
that counts the one in theaters, so I think watched four times at home.
Elijah says, this movie gets five robot punches because Bulbasaur.
There is a parallel universe where that happens.
There's a parallel universe where that happens.
If Bulbasaur had come out and used Razor Leaf, the world would see 5 stars, 10 stars, 10 robot punches all over the place. I'd be like Bulbasaur. If it was called Detective Bulbasaur, 10 robot punches. If they were like, here you go, you get your own Bulbasaur because you're one of the 5 people that watched this opening day. If the robot Bulbasaur I fought in my head came out of real life and I could own it and it could be my friend, yes.
You hear that? Whoever makes the Furby, make Pokemon Furby, make a Bulbasaur.
You got money.
You will sell at least one to Elijah.
You got money. I keep trying to win those stupid Bulbasaurs out of claw games when they exist. I'm like, oh. There would be a stuffed Bulbasaur somewhere in this house if I won in a claw game.
Well, I know what we're getting Elijah for Christmas.
Yay.
We're getting him the most sickest puppy I can find, and we're dressing him up as a Bulbasaur.
Yay. I get another puppy. it's like when I brought up the Pochita thing from Chainsaw Man and Cassie found me a stuffed Pochita. Because Pochita's adorable.
Ken?
Incomplete. He didn't finish.
I from what I remember of this movie, I agree with Elijah. 3.
Okay. I found it was fun, entertaining. It was a little joyous romp. Ryan Reynolds wasn't very Deadpool-like, which was good. He was still very Ryan Reynolds.
I was thinking of this as I was walking up here. Like, guys, can you think of a movie where that Ryan Reynolds is in that he's not a delight?
We're one of 3 people who only like played Trinity. You don't like Blade Trinity? What kind of terrorist are you? That's what Ken should add to the wheel. He should take away, when we take Detective Pikachu off, and Ken has to add a movie to the wheel, he can throw Blade Trinity on there. Because that's the one Blade movie we haven't done yet. But...
Yeah, I thought it was. He wasn't like. Because that. It was. This came out shortly after Deadpool, I thought.
A year or two, maybe.
Yeah, so I was like, I wonder if he's going to be very, like.
Oh, my phone's
Deadpool
over there.
What? What's going on? What?
Ryan Reynolds.
When did Detective Pikachu come out versus Deadpool?
I was pleasantly surprised. He's still very Ryan Reynolds, but not, like.
Phone? It's gone now.
Let's see. Well, we have to go to more to get to...
That's stupid.
Detective Pikachu...
We should really stop using IMDb. Okay. Just Wikipedia it.
So, 2018, Deadpool 2 came out. 2019, Detective Pikachu came out.
Ah, there we go.
Pre-pandemic.
And they are there right next to each other. Deadpool 2, then Detective Pikachu.
Red Notice, he's not a... I find that movie almost inscrutable.
Can't all be winners.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, it's not his fault.
It's nobody's fault in that movie, I think. If I remember, before I fell asleep...
Red Notice being forgivable is... Being forgettable is not... It's just because it's...
If I remember when I fell asleep during it, it was... I think it was when I found out Gal Gadot and The Rock were together in that movie, and I went, "Hup, nighttime." I don't buy that.
That's the end.
Oh, that's near the end?
Yeah.
Man, I fell asleep real late. Or did I fall asleep in the middle? I don't know when I saw this part. I can't recall any plot points of that movie except that.
Oh, apparently he's in Ghosted.
Oh, that movie I hear is not great.
Yeah, I hear that movie's a steaming pile of trash.
Poor Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Things went downhill for Captain America after he was killed off in Avengers.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I forget what the criticism I've heard about Ghosted is.
I heard that they're not... They don't do really anything together. It's all green screen separated.
Oh, okay.
That's at least what I've heard. I don't know if that's true.
I feel like I heard that their chemistry isn't
great. And it's not there because they're actually never together. Because it's like... And they couldn't film at the same time, so they just did Ana de Armas and then Chris Evans stuff, and they just green screened them, and then the whole background is everything green screen. So it's a rom, so it's an action rom com that's all green screen, from my understanding.
Okay,
I don't know if that's true or not, but
was like filmed in the volume or something? Like, how? What do you mean it's all green screen?
If they're together. They're not actually together.
Visual effect.
Yeah. Like, they were like, okay, Ana de Armas can't come that day, so we'll get Chris Evans, and then we'll just, like, CGI her in. But she does her lines on green screen, pretending that Chris Evans is standing there.
Oh, okay. So one of them was there, the other one they pasted in afterwards.
Yes.
Okay.
Is my understanding of, because it looks like that. Like, you could tell real heavy that they're not there.
I don't know.
I haven't watched it because it's on the... It's on the Apple. Way bottom of my things to watch.
It's on Apple Plus, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apple Plus, why, yeah, the land of buried Plus. The buried content. that I kind of want to watch, but then I forget that exists.
That's the thing. Like, there's stuff on Apple TV Plus that I would like to watch, but... A, Apple TV Plus costs money, and B, I don't have time to watch extra content right now, so we jokingly said that when Lauren gets a new phone and she gets a 6 months of Apple Plus for free, we might watch some stuff then.
Just binge it.
But
binge it all. Do Ted Lasso. It's a good time.
what's the show about not D&D, not World of Warcraft.
Vision Quest?
Yeah, that one. That's the show that I really want to watch on.
Also, I recommend...
Movie. It wasn't good.
What?
Vision Quest.
No, not that one. It's not about that, but yes, you are correct. This is just Vision Quest, one word, not two words.
Oh.
Greyhound with Tom Hanks. Oh, recommend okay. That movie entirely. When you watch that movie, you get angry that during the pandemic, that's one of the sufferers that went to streaming.
Oh yeah,
that's one of the films that made me the most angry that didn't come to big screen, because I was like, this movie deserved all the big screen that I could watch it on. But so the Academy Awards happened, since we're back to since Godzilla. Godzilla?
John Cena was naked.
John Cena was naked. He did his scene naked. It was a good time. It was funny. It was a funny bit. But Godzilla is now an Academy Award winner, Tyler, for the first time ever.
Yeah. Visual effects, right?
Yep. Best visual effects.
Should have been for the movie, but whatever.
It is one of the lowest current movies to win visual effects with the budget it had.
Oh.
So it has, so like it had, like it was like $36 million that movie cost. And then it was up against like $200 million movies, and it was like the lowest film ever to win visual effects in like the
current age. What have we learned?
That just taking your time and doing it right works. And Godzilla's visual effects are amazing! So, Godzilla Minus One's effects are great.
The whole movie's great.
It is
great. It should have won everything.
It should have won everything. All those people were great, too, on the stage. They all had giant plastic Godzillas. Did you see them?
No.
Everybody came with Godzillas, and one came with a golden Godzilla if they won. So the guy runs up there with his golden Godzilla. And then he can't hold the Oscar and the Godzilla and talk on the mic. So he's like... So it's great. It's like all of them are like so excited, and they're all like holding up their Godzillas. I was like, I wanted them to win.
They should have won more.
Because when they got announced that they got nominated for the Academy Awards, did you see that video?
No.
In the when they were doing the Academy Award announcements, they got to them, and then you just see the room explode with excitement, and they all just start popping champagne, and there's streamers that they have ready, and one of them holds up the giant Godzilla Minus One statue in the middle of the room. And I'm like, these people are super excited. And, like, they all came, and they were like...
The big man's been around for a long time. Oh, yeah. He was due.
He was due. And then the Minus One people had made a visual effect of Godzilla accepting an Oscar, and he stands there with a big Oscar and just goes... Oh, nice. on the internet. It's a good time if you find it. And I think they made it free so that anybody can have it on their phone. It's a good time for Godzilla just having, like, an Oscar on his phone. But no real surprises this year, so it's a pretty straightforward Academy Awards. Robert Downey Jr. has an Academy Award, finally. Cillian Murphy has an Academy Award. Emma Stone now has 2 Academy Awards.
Did she win for...
Poor Things, yep.
Yeah, no, for La La Land.
Yep. That was her first one, and she won this one for Poor Things.
Right.
And then... I forget what her name is. Divine won for The Holdovers, which was also expected. Barbie won 1 Oscar. It won for Best Original Song. And it wasn't the Ken song, which was a very disappointing time. But
Billie Eilish
song. It was a Billie Eilish song. Yeah, it won. But I'm Just Ken performance by Ryan Gosling.
Mwah. I heard that, like, that low-key won the Oscars.
Uh-huh. That and John Cena naked is a good time at the Oscars. It was done by like 10 o'clock. It was a great time.
Oh, nice.
It was a zippy. Even Jimmy Kimmel said, guys, we are ahead of schedule. I got to fill some time. We are moving ahead. And Wes Anderson finally has an Academy Award. He won for Best Short Film for The Wondrous World of Henry Sugar. So Wes Anderson has his first Academy Award, not for Best Picture or Best Director.
Sadsies.
But he has an Academy Award, so call it a win. He could take off the bottom and put a rubber stamp on. Spider-Verse was probably... It was between Across the Spider-Verse or Boy in the Heron, and I'm very happy that Boy in the Heron won. So Miyazaki now has 2 Academy Awards, finally. So Boy and the Heron's really good. So I was like, both of those were okay to win. I was like, if they just split it, I'd be okay with that. But it was pretty straightforward. It was a lot of fun. It was a good time. I ate a lot of food.
I saw your picture of the food.
Yeah, I made it.
Yeah, when you were like, a lot of food here, I'm like, well, that's mostly going to be eaten by Elijah. Addie can't eat that. And
that's why
I've met Thea. She's gonna take like 3 bites, a couple sips of wine, and out she goes.
She made it until near the end. Then she was done. Addie came down here and watched the Academy Awards because she was sleeping, but she kept crying, so she was down here and I was holding her, and then she eventually went to bed. But yeah, it was a nice time. My charcuterie board I made.
Charcuterie?
Yeah, charcuterie board.
Charcuterie?
Charcuterie, yeah.
Charcuterie?
Charcuterie.
Chartreuserie. Bananery?
One of us three is not saying it right.
Who is it? Who is it? Pokemon.
Charcuterie board.
Yeah. That's what I said.
That's not what you said.
Charcuterie board. That's what I said. You turned?
That's not what you said.
I didn't say it like your hillbillyism. I made myself a board with a rat on it.
Hurt and dirt
went outside and killed me a squirrel and put it out on my plate.
Don't be mad. I know how to find food when the world ends.
I know how to find food when the world ends. I find you and kill you and then eat you.
Nope. Soylent Green is not how it's done.
Mm-hmm. Soylent Green, the movie, argues that. Soylent Green. Is people! It's people! Soylent Green is people! Ah! That movie is not as good as I thought it would be. Soylent Green.
I went for a bike ride today.
Cool. Where'd you go?
You want a damn cookie?
How far did you go?
I didn't go very far. I mostly went to make sure that like everything worked on the bike. Just a couple things I gotta like look at as far as like the crank goes. But
oh, I got your crank right here.
5.5 miles. So I went out to like Dickinson College and back basically.
Okay.
It was a nice, nice, soft, easy ride. But it felt good afterwards. It was beautiful out. And then I came home, and I had some margaritas and a book.
I peed on the changey table. There's the excitement of my day.
Yeah, I'll have that problem.
I'll pee on your changey. I'll go in your room and pee on it. You want me to make you feel better? But then Mom was coming home, so then I also left her with just her diaper because she was supposed to get a bath.
Aha!
I did wipe her down.
A piss-covered baby laying there. That's your problem now, wife.
Yeah. Stinky. Yeehaw.
Congratulations, sir.
You win. You win. Basic Parenting 101.
Don't leave the baby covered in its own pee.
Oh, shit. I should really write that down.
Rule number two.
Who does number two work for? If you ask Addie, it's her, man. She's got some good number twos going now. Who'd we? She's my kid, though. Who? Nose poopy. Smell.
Yeah, poop does typically poop stink.
That's the next country music hit.
Wait till it's summertime and she lets one go in the car and it's hot and the AC's not working
she's done
right.
That. She did that as a baby, so.
It only gets worse.
I know. Because now she's eating solid food. She had cheese tonight.
Ooh, I like cheese. Cheese, Gromit.
Cheese, Gromit! There's a movie we should do. Wallace and Gromit and The Curse of the Were-Rabbit. That's a good time.
I love that movie.
That's a good time had by all.
I'll put that on the wheel next.
What's a movie of yours gets picked that you already added to the wheel?
Oh.
We're not changing the wheel every week, man. We just add one new movie for whoever deleted a movie.
Oh, okay.
That's how we roll here in life. You could edit sometimes because I edited a movie, but because I had already watched it, I knew none of you would have any interest in watching it if I left it on the wheel. I really liked it, but neither of you probably would. So
the latest Lethal Company is out. That was pretty damn fucking funny to watch.
I have yet to play Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Yeah,
last week
we're
was
talking
the,
about it.
Last week was the devil, if I could say that one. The devil.
Everything's the devil to you, Mama.
Ken, how long do you think it would take to fix a projector?
Depends how.
I can't play anything on it.
Well.
And I knew what the problem was last Sunday.
If it's a pretty significant, severe...
It's a new media block.
I would think that that would be a, like, 45 minutes to an hour of, like, wrench time, and then heaven only knows how long to, like, if it has to do any, like, weird data decompiling madness or anything like that.
That's not the part. Now, so, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before, it broke.
Uh-huh.
I knew it was probably media block because it keeps eating hard drives. So, I say, hey, the media block's probably bad because it keeps eating hard drives. The solution, send more hard drives. So, they sent more hard drives. Peter comes out, puts them in. They come, he puts them in on Tuesday. Came Monday, puts them in on Tuesday. Stops working instantly. Because it ate more hard drives. So then on Wednesday, they were like, I guess it's a media block. We'll send you a media block. Okay, media block arrives Thursday. Media block in. Peter arrives Friday to put the media block in. Media block's bad.
Uh-oh.
The one they sent us is bad. Elijah drives 4 hours to Baltimore. 2 hours there, 2 hours back, right. With a part.
Yep.
Because the only solution to get a part before Monday was to drive there, and I didn't have a place to put 100 people for Kung Fu Panda 4, except for Theater 7, which is broken and has not played since last Sunday. So, Friday, we didn't have any play. We couldn't play to anything at 7 either. But I had already canceled stuff from there and saved that day from being a disaster. So, Saturday around, after I was there on Friday till about midnight, because I drove to get the part at about 3, came back, had to wait for Peter to install the part and do all the updates, because I told him not to leave. And then I came in Saturday, had to get new keys and everything else to fix. So Saturday, about 15 minutes before the first show starts, it starts working. So let's gamble about 6 days. So I saved Saturday before driving to Philadelphia and back.
Because that was next.
Because that was next. I did take an hour off to take my daughter to swim lessons, but...
Swim lessons?
Yeah.
She's not even walking. What's she doing going to swim lessons?
Having a grand old time.
Cool.
They actually have swim lessons for, like, babies, cause, like, people that have pools, and babies that, like, crawl or walk into them, and it teaches them how to, like, they learn, how, basically teach them how to, like, float.
It's mainly just them playing, and they play, but it's mainly just to, like, keep them not afraid of the water.
Right.
There's that, too.
Yeah. So it's just to, like, make them, like, not that afraid of the water. But she's out of the blast. I'd show you pictures, but I can't find my phone. So.
Should we call it?
Nah. Podcast almost over anyway.
Yeah, I was saying, it's about the time to be that time of night.
Do you want to spin the wheel? Did Ken add Blade Trinity to the wheel?
I added Blade Trinity to the wheel.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
So, what is on the wheel currently, just so that everybody remembers?
Yeah.
Flutter. I don't.
He's... You want me to stab him?
Flubber. Dream Scenario. Cars. Beverly Hills Cop. Doom. Death Becomes Her. Dewey Cox. Silent Night. Lethal Weapon. Blade Trinity. The Marsh King's Daughter. Spinning Gold.
I have three movies on there.
Or what?
Huh?
I have three movies on there.
There's four movies on there. You should have four.
You should have four movies on
there. Oh, wait, Flubber.
Flubber was yours.
I forgot about Flubber.
Yeah, everybody should have four.
I was excited. I thought I had more than two.
I feel like I only have two, but that's
okay. No, you have Cars.
Cars. Beverly Hills Cop.
Blade Trinity.
Well, no, you added Blade Trinity.
You take Blade Trinity off.
You told him to add it. That's for him.
Okay, then take Spinning Gold off. Whatever.
I mean, I don't care, but...
I said Ken could add Blade Trinity. Ken can add whatever... Do you think you're missing any more movies? Do we have... Do we have 12 movies on there?
What? Well, hang on.
Because that's the easiest way to tell, because we each would have put four on there.
Well, I thought I had three, so I don't even know how to count anymore.
No, you had Flubber, Doom.
I know now, but I don't know how to count!
but yet you could make fun of me for charcuterie.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yes, 12.
Then we all each probably have 4 now. Yeah, because you put lethal weapon on it. Who's going to win?
Bananas.
Bananas upstairs asleep.
Go.
Oh.
Oh, we didn't get to shout.
Let it all out.
These are the things I could do without.
All right, here, what are we doing?
He didn't like the movie.
What was the movie? Well, what?
Beverly Hills Cop, if you really want to know. Oh,
that was his movie.
It was my movie.
I really...
Okay, so, spin that wheel!
I enjoyed that moment in time.
And if the universe wants it to happen, it'll happen.
Kins will go to watch Cars.
Blade Trinity. The question is that on the Max?
I think so. Is it on the Max? Or did they take it away?
It might not be. Hang on, let me find my site that tells me pretty.
Well, while we're doing that, Tyler can read these.
Not for free anywhere, it doesn't look like.
I'm gonna read
Apple TV Plus.
The time of night.
Then we'll pick something else after Tyler reads.
It's that time of night. Go to www.thepostmanpodcast.com. Email us at thepostmanpodcast@gmail.com. Twitter, thepostmanpod. Instagram, the
What's
Postman
Twitter?
Podcast. I'm never calling it X. In the words of Sir Bobby Duke, I'm never calling it X.
Oh, thanks for calling it X.
I'm never calling it that.
Facebook, The Posterman Podcast. Letterboxd, The Posterman Pod. YouTube, The Posterman. And done.
And done. Thanks, Tyler.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Yay.
Movie TBD.
Bye.